This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has told a meeting in Beijing among the heads of global financial institutions that countries around the world need to maintain free trade despite the uncertainties in their own economies. Speaking to a crowd that has included International Monetary Fund Managing Director Christine Lagarde and World Bank President Jim Yong Kim, Li Keqiang also says China's economy is expected to continue to improve over the next few years. For her part, Christine Lagarde telling the same meeting that the global economy is recovering but could easily be derailed by policy uncertainty and the threat of protectionism. OECD Secretary General Angel Gurria also says that the world needs a better, stronger, and fairer version of globalization. Chinese Vice Premier Zhang Gaoli is saying China and ASEAN have achieved substantial collaboration results in various areas, including trade and finance. He's made the comments at the opening of the latest China-ASEAN Expo and China-ASEAN Business and Investment Summit taking place in the city of Nanning in Guangxi. Zhang Gaoli saying over the past few years, China and the Association of Southeast Asian Nation members have been strengthening connectivity in policy, infrastructure, trade, finance, and people-to-people exchanges. China has been ASEAN's biggest trading partner for the past 8 years, while ASEAN has been China's third largest trading partner for the past 6 years. 26 executives of a Chinese online peer-to-peer lending group have been handed jail terms ranging from 3 years to life for cheating the public out of large amounts of money. 10 executives, including Chair Ding Ning of Anhui Yucheng and Yucheng Global, operators of online P2P lender Uzibao, have been found guilty of fundraising fraud. Beyond the jail sentences, the companies have also been ordered to pay fines of 1.9 billion yuan, or some 280 million U.S. dollars. Chairman Ding Ning and his younger brother have both been sentenced to life in prison. Court has found that the firms raised funds by faking high-yield investment products in two of their online P2P platforms. Authorities say around 900,000 investors lost a combined 50 billion yuan, or some 7.7 billion U.S. dollars. The UN Security Council unanimously adopting a new resolution to impose sanctions on North Korea following its latest nuclear test on September the 3rd, violating previous Security Council resolutions. Monday's resolution, the third Security Council action connected to North Korea in 5 weeks, curtailing the North's oil supply by almost 30%, banning all of its textile exports, a sector worth almost 800 million U.S. dollars, and also stops remittance for North Korean laborers from abroad. With the new measures, 90% of the North's exports are now banned. Monday's resolution following a council resolution in early August, which imposed a ban on a number of commodities and seafood exports from North Korea, among other restrictive measures. Following the passing of the resolution, the foreign ministry in China is saying that the country supports the UN Security Council in taking the necessary measures regarding the North's latest nuclear test. Prosecutors in Turkey issuing arrest warrants for 63 suspects, including former intelligence personnel, for their alleged links to the now-outlawed Gulen movement. 45 former employees of the National Intelligence Organization among those facing the new warrants. Police raids said to be taking place across Turkey at the moment in the search for the suspects. Authorities have reportedly captured 9 of them so far. It's the latest high-level crackdown on suspected supporters of outlawed Turkish cleric Fethullah Gulen, which Turkey's president has blamed for masterminding last year's failed coup attempt against him. In the massive crackdown since the failed coup, more than 50,000 suspects have been detained and over 150,000 dismissed or suspended from their government jobs. The National Meteorological Center has put out an initial warning about the approach of Typhoon Talim, storm currently swirling in the western Pacific southeast of Taiwan. Forecasts are anticipating the storm is likely to intensify to super typhoon status as it makes its way toward the coast of Zhejiang sometime overnight on Thursday. Tracking models suggesting the storm may not make landfall, but instead shift to the northeast on Friday morning as it rapidly loses power. However, forecasters are warning that Talim is going to bring gales to Taiwan and parts of the South China Sea over the coming 2 days. The recent rise in the value of the renminbi against the U.S. dollar is finally abated. The Chinese currency's 11-day rise against the greenback ending this Tuesday, with the central parity rate plummeting by 280 basis points, putting the value of the yuan above the 6.5 to the U.S. dollar mark. As well as a move by the central bank on Monday to scrap its previous policy of making financial institutions hold back 20% of their foreign exchange reserves. The PBOC has also eased the level of supervision it had been placing on the foreign exchange ratios at banks. Observers suggesting this has put China's central bank monetary policy back into a neutral position after launching a major crackdown on capital outflows last year. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.